We hear in the Mishnah, Igiya Lachata Achitzaina. So the Mishnah tells us what one does. Neitel as a kelim hanitlim b'shabbos. The kelim that one can be metaltal, he takes off. The hedya. The she'enam nitlim b'shabbos. And the muktzadiki kelim, which are on the chamaya, mater hachavolim. So he opens up the ropes, which are holding together the sakim, basakim, noitlim, mealeim. Zok the Gemara. Omar Rav Huna, Haisa behemtai to'uno klis chuchis. What if the behemoth was carrying klis chuchis? Maybe karim bekastoit. So there's a problem. If the klis chuchis are going to fall down, that's the end of the klis chuchis. Maybe karim v'kastoy, so he brings karim v'kastoy, u'meiniach tachteo, he puts it underneath some of the place where the masui is going to fall, u'mater achavolim, then he unties the ropes, v'hasakim noiflim, and the sakim fall on the karim v'kastoy. Why do you need such a complicated procedure for klis chuches? Klis chuches are not mukze. They're mutter betiltel. V'hanant nan noitel as a kelem anitlem b'shabbes. The kelem which anitel b'shabbes, it is not necessary to make this procedure. You just take it off the chameh. And for the Gemara, ki kama Rav Huna bekarnei do umne de loy chazile. Rav Huna is speaking about karnei do umne de loy chazile. Now let us see exactly in Rashi what is happening. Zogt Rashi, to una klis chuchis, if the chamer was carrying klis chuchis, she ain nitlin biyodoi, lahanicham laoret, he cannot lift them off the chamer to put them down on the ground. Is memele, you bring karim bekastis. Frag the Gemara, bo nant na neutelos akelem anitlem, o klis chuchis nitlen heim. Ve lomo li matir es achavolim. So why does he have to be matir the chavolim? So the Gemara answers, di umni, it is speaking about karni di umni, makiz edam. These were kelim, which were used by makiz edam, by people who used to suck out the blood with these kelim, or they used to be used to draw out the blood. She'ein ru'uyim b'shabes l'klum l'fi she'mu'usim. This is a kli mo'os. Nakso kli mo'os is mukze. The Rishonim ask Akashe, we had before the Gemara daf membavam ad aleph, shrage de nifte shori l'tiltulei. Shraga was a type of a ner that neft was used in it, which has a very bad odor. Va'afal pikein, one is permitted to be metaltalit. Hoyol v'chozei l'chsuye be'monet. That means even though one would not use it to put anything inside, he wouldn't put mayonnaise in the keli, because there's a very bad odor, but hoyol v'chozei l'chsuye be'monet, he could use it to cover a keli. So memele, So it doesn't lose the shame keli mine. So we see mukta machmes mos is muta letaltel. So the mele, so the kasha is, so what is the teretz of karni diumne? On this kasha, there are three terutzim. One teretz, the Ritva says, the Rashba also says this teretz, the mos tfei mishrage denifte. This is more mos than shrage denifte. L'chayre means that this you can't even use l'kisui keli. It's so repugnant to keli, you can't use it for anything. And dachsach mir, that is pshat and Rashi also. Rashi says, she'ein ru'uyin v'shabes l'klum l'fi shemusim. Dachsach mir Rashi in the word l'klum wants to explain what the Ritva said, that's not usable for anything. Another teretz, the Iran says, that since the whole reason tiltal is mutter by kelim u'usim is because it could be used as a cover. So he says one would never use a kli zchuchis for a cover because since it's not a, it wasn't made to order, so it's a wobbly cover and it'll fall and it'll break. So memela, therefore it doesn't have a shimush of being used for a cover also. The third teretz, the Ritva says it is muktzamach mas chasarin kis. So al koponim, now we understand the first half of the memra of Rav Huna, that it was speaking about klis chuchis, which is muktze. They are not nittle. So now we're faced with a problem. We're faced with a problem that he's not allowed to be metaltal the klis chuchis off the chamer. Le'idach gisa, if he's going to let the sack with the klis chuchis fall down, that's the end of the klis chuchis. So memele, Rav Huna said an eitzah that he should be karim v'kastos, and these karim v'kastos will buffer the fall. So memele, the kelim won't break. Frek the gemara, but there's a problem. Kamevatel kli mehechon. By bringing the karim v'kastos and placing it underneath the kli schuches, is mevatel the karim v'kastos. Let us see Rashi. V'kamevatel kli, karim v'kastos. These karim v'kastos is mevatel. Shemei nicham tachas dovor she'enai nitl. When he puts it underneath a dovor she'enai nitl, mevatlon mehechonon. So he's mevatel the keli mehichane from its shimush, the shuv lo yitlein misham, because he won't be able to take it away from there. Now here's a double muktze that was on it. V'domi l'saisa, and this is domi l'saisa. So Rashi says that the iser mevatel kli mehichane is domi l'saisa. It's like he says the Karim v'kastos. That means before the Karim v'kastos had a shimush in Shabbos, and now they are unusable anymore. V'domi l'soisa. I saw they bring down the Teiris Rafael brings down from the Eir Zeruah. Rashi of all people holds a binyan v'stira b'kelim, and no. And here this will be also as domi l'soisa. So he brings an Eir Zeruah, midarabonon, it is osa. That even in stira became the tavkim in a teira, but midarabonon, there is an iser of stira. I had a shtikel ha'ore from, on this Rashi, and then I found that, Shmir Shabbos Kilchosa, he doesn't bring down this Rashi, but he says, Meiridike Chidushim, which stems very much with this Rashi. The Gemara asks, HaMevatel Kli Mehechonai. What's the Mevatel Kli Mehechonai? He's putting the Karim Vekastos underneath the Kalim, and then he's Matel the Kli Schuches, and it falls. So it's a problem, Mevatel Kli Mehechonai. So I was thinking, theoretically, let's say you'll have two people. One person will put down the karim v'kastos, then he'll go away. And the other person will be matar the kli schuches. Now, who is over the avere of mevatel kli mehechono? So I thought, mistama the second one. I mean, the first one, maybe it's a he wasn't mevatel kli mehechono. I mean, they put down the karim v'kastos of his garnish. The one who made that the kelim should fall on the karim v'kastos, he was mevatel the kli mechonit lechayre. So lechayre, I had a ore. Rashi says Rashi doesn't speak like that. A mevatel kli mechonit karim v'kastos. So Rashi says shemei nichon when he puts down the karim v'kastos, tachas dovor she'enoi nitul. Mevatlo mehechono. When he puts it down, mevatlo mehechono. Deshuv lo yitlein misham, v'domi l'sois. Rashi vayista is klar that the meiniach is the one that's mevatlo kli mehechono. Then I saw in Shmire Shabbos Kilchosa, and Daf Reishayim Tes, Ois Lamed Tes and Nahago, that he brings from Rab Shloime Zalman Eilbach Shlita, a gor interessante Shaila. Rab Shloime Zalman clears, im Ovar Vihiniya, what happens, the din of Mevatel Kli Meichonoi, if a person puts down a keli, im chayiv lachzer velokachas hakeli lifnei shahamukze yipo. So Rab Shloime Zalman Eilbach clears a shayla, if I put down a keli, and because of putting down this keli in 5 minutes, a mukts is going to fall into it. If I'm mechuyev to take away the keli. So what's the shayla? So the shayla is, ki yitochen shekvar over. He was over already. He won't help already. It's too late. Putting down the keli, he was over mevatokli meichonim. The etzem hanoche hi asura. The putting down is also. So Abshleim is Zalman, Atechon, Advor, Magim. He claims that there's no one in taking it away already. You were over the Avera. That's called Mevatel Kli Meichon. One maimer of Abshleim is Zalman. Another maimer, and Agor Mem, he brings down a very interesting din. He brings a raya from a Gemara we had learned already. What will be, you have a keli that has in it two things. Dvorim muktzim, dvorim she'ena muktzim. Both things in the keli. And now I'll go and I'll take out, means on the right side of the keli is dvorim she'ena muktzim, on the left side is dvorim muktzim. And I'm going to take out the dvorim she'ena muktzim. So now that I took out the dvorim she'ena muktzim, now l'chayre, now the keli is now the keli can't be metaltal anymore because it only is dvarim muktzim. Are you over? Is that called mevatel kli meichonei? So Shlomo Zalman brings a raya from a Gemara before that's not called mevatel kli meichonei. Why? Kivin she'ene oisem maise begufa keli. So we see fakert with this Rashi we can understand this. The iser is meleches soiser. It's called, I was soisa the keli. If I'll do something else, if I'll, here I'm taking out the dvorim she'ena muktzim. So the dvorim muktzim are there. But I didn't check it with the keli. She can't say, I was soisa the keli. Mevatel kli me'echonai is the pu'ula that I do with the keli. And this pu'ula will eventually bring about that the keli will be nister, by putting the keli underneath the muktzah, which will eventually fall. So that's called, I was now seis of the keli. So memele, then this is a mevatel kli meichonei. But to, if I'm oisik in other things, I'm oisik in, I take out the dvorim shein and muktzim, and memele the dvorim and muktzim will remain there, that doesn't fall into the category of mevatel kli meichonei. And that's the mevatel kli meichonei. Rashi is meiredik meduyik. Rashi says, "Ksheminicham by putting them down, domule soisa." The iser is the situating the keli in a matzev that it is going to become a bosis to a dvamut. So memela. So we have now a kasha on Rav Huna. Emper de gemore v'shlifi zutri masua is ktanim. Rashi says, speaking about small pekala, sheshoimet hakar mitachteim, it's possible to schlep out from underneath the kar mitachteim, v'noif lemal hakar hasheini, v'chein ad shemegiin la'oret. So what is pshat in the Gemara's teretz? He says, the Gemara is saying as follows, that since this is only a bitul lisho, that means he can schlep the karim out from underneath it, and eventually he could be menayer the muktzeh, and it won't rest on it. So since he's only mevatelet ela l'shah, so this is not called soiser. Soiser means it's going to remain there the whole Shabbos, but if it's only going to be there l'shah, so then, this is mutter. It doesn't become a bosis also, the Taisus Sarit says it doesn't become a bosses, kivin shakavanose shlo yishoyer sham kol ha-shabbos. The machlokes harishayim, either because it was put down after Bein HaShemoshes, or because I have kavanah to be menayered, so it doesn't become a bosses. So even though those few minutes that will be on there, there is a bittul kli, but Taisus will see, so they were matter, bittul kli mehechonoi, lesho, not an emesis tire, Stira Skelkus is only for his man wood, b'mokim hefsid. They were matter this, b'mokim hefsid. Shalei b'mokim hefsid, b'mokim will see b'mokim hefsid merube. Shalei b'mokim hefsid merube, this is also not permissible. Before we go further, there's a very interesting kasha that the Rashba asks, and he says a very interesting teretz. We are bekant that a kli shemalachtoi le'issa is mutter le'tzeirich kufay le'tzeirich mekoymoy. And the lomdis of this heter is because since it has a teiris keli olav, so even though tiltul grade is aser, aber le'tzeirich kufay le'tzeirich mekoymoy is mutter. Tzeirich gufi tzeirich mekoyma, since it has a teiris keili, tzeirich gufi tzeirich mekoyma is muta. So the Rashba held lehaloche. These klis chuchis, which are karne de umne, it's mukze machmas mos. There's nothing what you can do with it. No one is going to use it for anything. But the Rashba says, but still has a teiris keili. Does not become eitzim vavonim. It's a keili that has no use whatsoever. So the Rajbal's a keli that has no use whatsoever, but it's still a keli, so Letzeirich Mekoymai should be mutter. Letzeirich Mekoymai is mutter. So Memele, so the Rajba asks, why is it called Mevatel Kli Mehechonai? I'm allowed to take it off. I'm allowed to take it off, to pick it up and take it off. Let's say, I want to use the Karam Vekastas. It's in my way. I want to use the Kaum Vekastis. In Letzeirich Mekoymai, it should be Mutter, since it has a Teiris Keili. So why is it called Bechlal Mevatel Kli Meyechone? Afilu Shlifi, the Kasha is, it's Afilu Shlifi Rav Revi. The Gemara Weiss is that Shlifi Zutri is Mutter, because you can be Menayered. Shlifi Rav Revi, you can't be Menayered, you don't have water. In fact, why don't you have water? Pick it up. I want to sleep on the Karam Vekastis. Ein lechatzer mekai megdei lemizu. The Rashba answers on this kasha a very lomdish teretz. He says as follows. She'einai bedin v'ma shehu osa letaltala. In Emerson, you're not allowed to be metaltal, these keili. Nisavev v'nigraim onu letaltaloi mamish biyodai. It's just to make that it should be in a matziv that I can't be here because I need the mokim. Tzairich mekoyma is pshat, if there's a lemaise, a mukta, an a mokim, and I need the mokim, so male then there's a heter of tzairich mekoyma. But to put it there, to bring the car and the kastais, and I would say, oh, I need the place. But who was the one that put it there? I put it there, and now I'm going to say I can take it off. And that is no heter. To be misavav, ene bedin, b'meshu, osa letaltalei, lesave, nisave, v'nigrem onu letaltalei, mamish biyodayim. That is not mutter. So there's no heter to be misavav, to make such a heter of tzayich mekoyimah. Then the Rashba says another teretz, v'oy de merzik yechuche etlula. He says, you had this kelim on gabi the chamoyer. So memele, so when it was al gabi the chamoyer, agavuch al gabi the chamoyer, there's no tzeich mekayim, because no one's going to ride on the chamoyer. So it's gabi on the chamoyer, you can't touch it, it's mukse. So you go and schlep a whole bunch of mattresses, because it's mukse. And it soothes, you mata tircha to schlep mattresses. And as soon as you bring the mattresses, you'll pick it off the mattress. So the whole thing looks like a chucha tlula. 5 minutes ago, you didn't touch it, and you were just untying the ropes and everything, and you slept mattresses. Why? Smukse. Now to touch it. As soon as it falls on the mattress, I pick it up. So, good, alamden wird doch verstehen, der Chilik, you know. Now I got a heter of Zerich Mekoymoy. But there's not too many London, and it looked like a chucha tlule, some emele, therefore they were not matter to pick up the karni, the umne, from the, this, from the karim bekast. Meisve, fragte Gemora Akash. Hoysa behemtoi to une tevel vashoshiet. If his behemoth was carrying tevel vashoshiet. Now what is Ashoshiyos? Ashoshiyos Mashash, Rashi says Balaz. Rashi in Yume says Ashoshiyos Chatichos Ovois. Rashi also says Mashash. It's pieces of thick of whatever the substance is. Miloshin Eshes Shein. Esheshein Rashi says in Shirashirim Akivutz O. So Ashoshiyos, now, so this we'll see, this is Ashoshiyos Shal Schuchis, Rashi says. Doesn't say in the Baraisa, but Rashi says Ashoshiyos Shal Schuchis. These are thick pieces of glass. And it says, Materes Achavolin, Vahasakim Neuflin, Vahafal Pisha Mishtapin. And the glass breaks. So what is the kasha? So let us see how Rashi explains the kasha. Va'af al pi sha'ashoshiyosh meshtabrin, alma osa lo niach karim v'kasto istachtein. So it seems, let us halt cheshbon, though, it seems the Gemara understood right away now that the ashoshi is amukze. That the Gemara understood. The Braisa says, yemater asachavolim. No, the whole kasha was, Ravune said, there is a heta, b'mokim hefsit. There's a heta, b'mokim hefsit merube. There's a heta, b'mokim hefsit. To be mavato klime echonoi. So the kasha is, why can you bring the korim v'kastois and nicham tachtayim? So it's a kasha and Ravune. So you see that there's no heta, afilo to be mavato lefisho. So here the Marsho says, the Risha says, the Bizatais is like that, the Gemara could have said it is speaking about Shlifli Rav Revi, the Gemara's only heter was, we were only matter, Shlifi Zutri we were matter, because it's only a bitul klime echonei lisho, Shlifli Rav Revi, that means it'll have to be there the whole Shabbos in one matter. The Gemara could have said that, but the Gemara wanted to say, no, it's speaking about Shlifi Zutri, and then, Bafalpiken, you're not allowed to bring Korim Vekastois. So we have a Kasha and Rafuna. And for the Gemara, Hosom Bekulsom. We have a Teretz now. What is the Teretz? So Rashi says, Bekulse Chatichois Rechovei Shal Schuchet, She'enom Kalim, that these are broad pieces. I mean, before we knew it was thick, now we know it's broad also, She'enem Kalim. I do not think this was Nischadish now, before we also knew Dachsim was Enem Kalim, because before we also knew it was Mukze. But these, Va'oisim mehem Chaloinis. And you make Chaloinis out of these broad pieces of lead. Ve'kiven the lack of Pseida Bishvirosim. There's no Pseida Bishvirosim, that means these large pieces of glass, when it's going to break, is eichnish gefelich. V'saifen lehichotech b'chaticha is ktanek. Saifes, are you going to break it up into small pieces? Loishori lahavi korim laniach tachtei. So since the lack of pseida bishviroson, so memele, that's why it is awesome. Now let's skip to the next line. Just let's go a little further, then we'll come back to the line. Umay afal pishe mishtabrin. Like the Gemara, what should afal pishe? Just said there's no pseide. So what should afal pishe mishtabrin? Ma'u detayme lefsid mu'et nami choshoshu. Kamash malon, that they weren't chayish lehefse mu'et. Let us see Rashi. My afal pishe mishtabrim holek a pseide. There's no pseide. What's the afal pi? You mechuyev. to be matter the chavolim, afal pishem mishtabrim. So what's this? Halak a pseidah. Mal de teimel lehefsed muad nami chashosh, v'yo v'ikarem v'yiniech tachteyo. The body hefsed b'loi hefsed muad. I mean, even though we said that that what it breaks, it's not a calamity, because you have to cut a pseidah in small pieces. Aber shan nitzaitzit nitzam b'shvirosam, shenem ruim l'klum, the zicha small pieces are going to lose out. There will be a hefsed. It's kamash malam. So here we have this din. That for a hefsed, here we have our guidelines already. For a hefsed, muet, they weren't matter afilu, abitokli mechon elisho. For a hefsed merube, they were matter abitokli mechon elisho. Now, let us go back to the lines that we skipped. Deikonami. So what is pshat in the Gemara's teret? Awesome bekulso. The Gemara said a teret that it's speaking about kulso. So the yisod of the teret is, so Rashi said already, v'kivin delekep pseide b'shvirosam. That's why you're not permitted to take, so the teret of kulso is that we're speaking about a klis chuchis that there's no pseide. I haven't mean the Gemara held there was pseide. And the Gemara answers, there's no pseide. And Avopi means hefsed muet is gosh. Deikonami. Deikonami. Iktoni dum yedetevo. It says over here in the Baraisa, hoisa toune tevo vashoshiyesh. So the shoshis is dum yedetevo. Ma tevo de loichozilei, haf hochen nami loichozilei. Now we have to know what is pshat in this deikonami. What does Rashi say? So Rashi says, Tevel loichozilei, the muktzahu, afilo lekahanim loichozi. Now, this is very difficult to understand what's flying over here. I mean, the Gemara all along knew that it was muktzah. The kasha was a different kasha. The kasha was, why isn't there a heter of mevatel kli mehechonai l'sho? That's the kasha. So the teretz has to be because there's no hefsed. That was the teretz already. The deikonami dum yedetevel, just like tevel is muktzeh, so this is also muktzeh. So mamish it's a medrash kliyeh. What is pshat in this deikonami? Let us for 1 minute see the malsho. Zukta Masha, it's on page 74 Balaz. Zukta Masha Azay. It's the first column. The Kemat the last Masha on the first column. Gemara, Deikonami, Diktoni, Dumye de Tevel, Ma Tevel Lechosile. Lechayri Kosha, Maikoma Deikonami, Tamakshinami Yoda Da'airi Beloichosi. Oh, makshel Ravuna. The Gemara was the book all along. The kasha was let Ravuna. Keperish Rashi. The Havis alke daiter daire with the chosei. If the Gemara held that it's speaking about that it's not muktzah, it's not a kasha Ravuna. Tikshelay mi braisa amas nisit. So the braisa says you're not allowed to be metaltal. You have to be matter the chavolim. And the Mishnah says the ktani noitel asakelam and itlam b'shabbes. The Gemara says, this is pshat in the Deikonami. Deikonami that's speaking about kulse, the lek of seide, dum yedetevo. Speaking about dum yedetevo. Just like by tevo. Just like by tevel, there's no pseid if it falls. So who adin? This schuchis that falls, there's also no hefsed. Yeah. So the deikonami is that there's no hefsed. So now the Gemara says deikonami dis lalamei medumye. Ah, you tell me, you make a hekish in the lotion of the Baraisa, since Tevel does not have sin. So, Ashoshish does also not have sin. Who told you make such a hekish? If not, so why? So then somebody have a problem. Why do you have to be matter the chavolim? Let's be metal to be yadayim the shoshi. Ela kochach dami dumi yiktani. The devil the leichazi. So kochach you have to say, bechlau to understand the beraisa. You have to say, why is he matter the chavolim? A kochach because it's dumi the devil the leichazi. And keila ravuni nami leitik shi the mairi dumi the devil the lekipseide. It's also speaking about doing the devil, the lekeb seide. When in that moment, look, mach breise, beschlifri, rav, raviv, leitik, shil, rabune, regos, vateis, is bepeir, kira. I mean, Shom. The Gemara could have also said it is speaking about that it is schlifli, rav, ravi, and it's schlifli, rav, ravi, so then it is a bitl, kli, mechone, al, kola, yoin, and that is not mutter, afilu, behefs, and merub. Now, Stamosay, this lashon of Rashi is a little unclear to me. Rashi says, now, can you understand pshat in the Gemara? The Gemara means, akocher he say dumye, because akocher he have to say that the Barais is speaking about mukze dumye the tevil, so who adin the Barais is speaking the lekeb seide also dumye the tevil. Now, Rashi explains, the Gemara explains the first dumye of mukze. Tevil loy chozilei, the muktzehu. Now, I didn't understand, what does Rashi mean, tevel loichozilei? Does Rashi mean to say tevel loichozilei to eat? Or tevel loichozilei to be metaltel? Now let's go by droge. If Rashi means tevel loichozilei to eat, so not the muktzuhu, he's not allowed to eat it because it's mukzah. It's the other way around. It's mukzah because he can't eat it. So Rashi's giving it tevel loichozilei like the mukzah. So lechayre Rashi loichozilei means to be metalto. Loichozilei doesn't mean that that's chozil achilah. It's loichozilei to be metalto. Tevel loichozilei. He's not allowed to be metalto. The mukzah. Now Rashi says afilu lekahanim loichozil. Afilu kahanim also can be metalto. In Tiltel, if Rashi is speaking about Tiltel, Mehechi Teisi, that there should be a difference between Kahanim and Yisraelim. If Chazi would mean to eat, so then Rashi is saying a shtik teire. Because Rashi in Yevomis says that the reason Tevel is also Bachila, because this Trumim Urboi. So Mehmeled Biyamokim to think that Kahanim should be Mutter B'Tevel, since the Mutter B'Trumim, that Rashi said, Mashnik Teire, that Kahanim are also to eat Tevel, since the Trum is not Mevura. But if Rashi is speaking about Tiltel, that means Rashi Halchen Lacher Amaisa, that it's also Bachila. So what is the Rebus of Afilu Kahanim Loichozi? It's unclear, this Rashi. But let us go a little further. Tanya Rab Shimon ben Yochai Oimer. Hoisa behemtoi tu'uno shalif shel tvur. The behemah was carrying a masoi of tvur. Meniach roishoi tachteo. This is one way of using your head. So you put your head underneath this sack of tvur. Umesalkoi letzad acher. Vuhu neifel me'elo. And will fall down. Estes. Somehow he didn't want that the sack of tvur, even though we learned there's no hepsid when it falls. Or maybe this is speaking about Hastis Shlifi Rabravi, why you need this over here, to put your head underneath, if there's no, maybe there will be a hepsid somehow. Shlif Masi Shal Tvur Shal Tev. So Bekitza, somehow he puts his head underneath it to lessen the fall. That what he's allowed to use that he's allowed to be metaltal, the tevel with his head, is one of two mahalchin. Either this is tiltal mukze begufoi, which is mutter according to many rishayim. Or, the Rashi says to Malchim, or this is permissible als Tzal Balechayim. That's why they were matter. That's Tultu Begufi. That is that of Tultu Begufi. Yeah. Now the Gemara tells a sad story. Chamoyri Sharam Gamliel Oise to Una Dvash. Chamoyr Abraham Gamliel was torn a masi of Dvash. Well, and in, it was in Shabbos already. Somehow it wasn't, they didn't take off the masi. And he didn't want Bishim Oifen to be Mefari to Dvash. So this Nebuch, this Pur Chamoyr was carrying this Masi of Dvash against the Shabbos. The Moitzoi Shabbos is Mesa. Frag the Gemara, we have a whole bunch of kashes on Rabban Gamliel. What's some of the problem? The Mishnah says you're allowed to, Kaili that's Nitl, you're allowed to take. So the Gemara says, Kshehidvish, this Dvash was spoiled. The Dvash was spoiled, it was unedible. Hichmitz Rashi says. Let's see the previous Rashi. What's wrong? Why didn't one take off the masi from the chamer? Hichmitz, it was spoiled. So Rashi explains, so why did he have the chamer go and carry a whole masa of dvash, of spoiled dvash? So the Gemara answers, l'ksise de gamli. Dvash, that hichmitz, is not good to stick in your apple to say shana teva mesuke, but it's good for gemalim that have sores. This is a very good ointment. Better than A and D. L'ksise de gamli, Lekosi shal gmalim, this is a wound, so the gmalim that have wounds, dvash hidvish is gewaldig good for that. So that's why he imported, it seems he wanted to hear a lot of gmalim that have makis, and some amela, that's why he had this whole masui of dvash. Einzach vashteich nicht, that, in Shulchan Aruch it is brought down that Simin Shin Lamed Beis, Siv Beis, even though they asked refuis for Odom, Gzeire of Shrika Samemonim, but you're allowed to make refuis for a behemoth, because a person is not Bohul al Behemtoi, so you're allowed to put ointment on a, you're allowed to be Socha Behemoth, there's a market, Chilas Amake. In Shilamat Beis, it says, the Tchilas HaMaka, Mutter Losim Al Behemta, you'll have to put Dvorim HaMarapim on the Behemah, because they didn't ask a refuas for Behemahs on Shabbos. So I don't understand, Samamele, he imported a whole Masui of Dvashe Hidvish for the purpose of Ksisa de Gamli, so why is it Vaita Mukzer? Unless he didn't have any gemalim, I mean, but and the shtotter were gemalim. I mean, it's very difficult to understand. L'chayrik sisi the gemali, you're allowed to put on a pillow in Shabbos. So why is it take mukze? Beisach nisht. Al kaponim, we're getting the picture a little clearer. The Saram Gamliel had mukze dike dvash, and that's why he didn't take it off. Fragt the Gemara, good. Aber v'yatel chavolim v'yiplu sakim. So good, so it's mukzah, so open up the Gemara. The Mishnah also says what you do by mukzah, the Kazakim. Yiplu sakim. Mitzteru ziki. So the Gemara says, if you're gonna let this dvash fall down, so the kalim that the dvash was in is going to break. Zot Rashi, let's see what Rashi said. V'yate chavolim v'yiplu sakim v'ochis nam b'mas nisim. V'dovo she'ein nei nitl. So what's the right to the problem? V'mishanei mitzteru ziki nitkoim ha'noides v'nefilosom lo'ez. If they're gonna fall, they're gonna break open some stomach, it's a hefsid merube, it's gonna, that's no eitzer. The male didn't want to do that either. fragt die Gemorre, v'yovi karim v'kasteis, v'yiniach tachteia. And the Gemorre metanfi, o kamavato kli mehichon. Metanfi bedovar hanishpach aleim, it seems, if you'd been karim v'kasteis, it would still spill out. V'kamavato kli mehichon. The shuv ein ru'uyim l'boi bayoim l'klum. That means, he says, if he's going to bring korim v'kasteis, from a mele, it's going to spill, this tvasha hidvish is going to spill on the korim v'kasteis, so they're not usable, so it's already a bitl kli mechonei l'kol ayoim, is also. So the Mela says either he'll lose it legamri, or it'll be a bit of kli meichone. So Mela didn't even eat it. Frek the Gemara vaike tzar balichayim. Everything we take into consideration, the dvash and the dust. What's with the bechamoyer over here, this poor chamoyer? So the Gemara kesov tzar balichayim derabon. Tzar balichayim is a derabon. Now let us see what Rashi says. V'ike tzar balechayim, v'leisi d'yeraise, v'litchi d'rabonon, bitul kli mehechonon. That the reise of tzar balechayim, so deiche zayin the iser d'rabonon of mevatul kli mehechonon. That was pshat in the Gemara's kasha. Yeah. Kasava. He says, weiss doch, is that the Gemara, according to Rashi, weiss that this is a Gemara nicht gefragt. The Isser, the Reise, should be mechuyev to, and L'chaira, Rashi made a very interesting pshar over here. We have to understand this Rashi. L'chaira, there's a problem. The Sarbal, he has a problem like this. He has a problem. If he won't bring karim v'kasteis, it's going to break. He'll lose a lot of money. If he'll bring karim v'kasteis, it's mevatel kli meichone. That's awesome. Not allowed to do that. Kol ayoyim, not allowed to do it. But there's a third problem. There's an aveiro here, tzar balechaim. And the Gemara held in the Havmin, tzar balechaim is a deraisa.
Is it drabona in the beginning?
No, it's a deraisa. The Gemara answers it's a derabon. V'leisi deraisa, v'litchi, this is a deraisa. So the Gemara asks that the deraisa should be matter. The deraisa should be matter. So l'chaira, the we would say pshat in the Gemara's kashis. Fakir, since it's an isra deraisa, so fartik. So, for an isra deraisa, you lose the dvash fartik, not to be even isra the reise. That's what the Rashba learns like that. That's pshat in the Gemara's kasha. Rashi does not learn like that. Rashi says v'litchol the rabbonon bitul kli mehechone. To lose says this the hefset merube he's ichenat mechuyev to be mafsid. Rotach aneitz not to be mafsid. Now what'll be? He'll be over and this is the Rabbonon. So the Litchi, the Rabbonon, bitul kli mehechon. And for the Gemara, Kesover, Am Gamliel, Tzah, Balechaim, the Rabbonon, but look to he, Be'elu Metzis. So here I saw the Rishash, the Mleiroim, Eska Kashe. Abo Tzah, Balechaim, is the Rabbonon. Abo Mid Rabbonon, it also was. So Memele, no, so had you let the Chamoyer, how you permitted to do this? So the Rishash and the Mleiroim say that he's not doing anything. It's Sheval Tase. That means the Masi was there from before Shabbos. So Pshat is, he's not doing anything. So the Mokim Hefsed is not Mechuyev to take it all. Since he's only being over this Issa Darabonon B'Sheval Tase, so he's not mechuyev to lose money. That means a heter of a vatal kli mechani won't have already. So now what's the other alternative? He should lose the dvash. So since it's sheiv al tas, he's not doing biyodayim apul of tzah balechayim. It's only sheiv al tasif. therefore it is permissible to leave it there, that he shouldn't have this hafsa. That's the end of this sugya. Now we're going to start a new sugya. Abaye ashkeche leila rabbe, v'kom mishafshif leila brei, agaba dechamra. So a very interesting maise. Rabbe was giving his son an oynik Shabbos. What was he doing? The mishavshif librei agaba dechamra b'shabbos l'shasheya hatinik. That means, look at the Rabbi Nechananel, how he says, pshat, next to the bottom line, the Rabbi Nechananel says, ke'en shivshuf al gabi chamir min hatzad. That means he was giving his son a good time. He was going up and down on the sides of the chamor. Loyal shedre shel chamor kederech rechive. Not on the shedre of the chamor. Eloyim meishivei al gabi chamor on the side. Not on the shedre. Vatinek misgader venochis. Then he slides down. Va'oviv machzik boy. And he's holding him and he doesn't fall down, and he gave him a wee and he had a good time, and that was Rabbi was doing on Shabbos. And Abaye passed by, and Abaye only asked one kasha. Abaye asked him, Amaleika mishtamish mar bebalichayim. Yeah, are you allowed to use a chamor for this? Mishtamish mishtamishayim mishtamish mar bebalichayim. So Trashi is now leiroich v'nasod all tashmishim with a balchai. So Mela, how are you allowed to do this in Shabbos? Omar leitzdodinheim, this is not al-gabe, the asod rechive. Rechive is also if you're riding on the back of the chamoyah. This is the side of the chamoyah. But stodim leigozru barabo. Stodim they want geyser. So Trashi, Tzodim she'enoi ma'akivoi olof, he's not riding on top of the chamer, ela mishav shefoi al tzidei gaboi, on the side of the back. Ve'en ze derech tashmisha, that is not the derech, the one is mishtamish with the chamer, the rabbonon lo'i gozul bo. It's a mele, it's a mele, they weren't gozul, it's a mele, I could, v'skenosh bashtein, to give my yingle a good time. Yeah. And how do I know that one is permitted to be mishtamish bitzod? The snan said in the Mishnah, Matir hachavolim v'hasakin noiflam. My love v'chover gevalki dahavalu tzodim v'tzodim legozul b'rabona. Gemara loy bechava agel valki, the loy habit stodim, inami belechta. Now let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi, what's the raya from the Mishnah? My love bechava gevalki, the habaluhu stodim. There, in order to be mater the chavolim, you alkochoch. You're mishtamish with the tzidei hachamer. Gevalki eshkens. Now, gevalki means sacks. So now, chover gevalki, what's that chover gevalki? Chubav gevalki. Shtayim mechuboris yachad beritzuois. You had two sacks which were attached. Umalkivon ala hachamer, zumikan, vizumikan. There were two pack sacks. One on the right side of the chamer, one on the left side of the chamer, and they were tied together. They were mechuba. V'tzorich l'salkon yachat. Now, when you take them off, you have to take them off both together. It seems for some reason you can't. They're tied together. They're mechuba. So you have to take off both together. Now, in order to do this, you have to get close to the chamoyer, and while doing this process of getting off this double sack, So you get close to the chamer, you're rubbing yourself on the chamer, v'nishan gufay b'tzidei ha-chamer, you have to lean on the chamer in order to get these two sacks off. So if that's like it's mutter. Now, I don't know exactly what was done over here to get the two sacks off. It seems that the two sacks got off, I mean, they were still attached. Now, they're still attached and each one is on each side of the chamer. The only way I see you can get them off is by pushing it off towards the back of the chamer. One is on each side. Now, the two sacks are mukzer. So I don't understand how I can push it off. The Mishnah says matiram. So, but somehow it seems if these two sacks are attached, you can't get it off without leaning on the chamer. So b'kitzer, and you're allowed to do it. So you see that tzidei ha-chamer does not go into the iser of ishtamshus in balichai. So the Gemara says, b'chobar agelavki, shtayim she'ein mechubor ishyach. No, it's not speaking about that the mechubor. Ela yidei tabas matre shebereish haritzua. There is a buckle. Uboi mismor cotton. Kein shoysim lechvak shekeirin singular. And there's a, there's something that fits into the buckle, something equivalent to a, what is it called? By a belt, you have the buckle. The buckle's the big thing. The tongue of the buckle. The tongue of the buckle. Yeah. Yeah. So memele, so you have over here, that means there were two separate sacks, and they were held together by a buckle and a tongue. There's nothing what to do, just open up the buckle, both fold out. So memele, so if this can be done without leaning on the chamer. Inami belechte, ke'en sha'isen ledardo yayin. This is how they used to go and attach the dardo yayin is like a keli for wine. So they also had two dardurim of yayin on each side, well, one on each side of the chamer. Sheesh bem taboy shel chevel. There were rings made out of rope. L'chol echot ve'echot. Umachnis tabas ve'tabas. You enter one tabas in the other one. V'noitel eitz kof of cotton machnisay bepnimi. V'shuv eine yoytzei mechaveiroi. You have a bent wood that prevents the pnimi from going out, from slipping out. Shibolisalkoi Moishecha Aids, Elov A Misnatskin Zemi Zeminov. Bekitzer, the Gemara says that it's speaking about a siluk masui without Shimush Vitsidei Achamer. That is how Rashi looks. Bechibur Gevalki, let us see Taisvis. Taisvis says Shnei Sakim. Echad b'yemin ha-chamer ve'echad mismoylon. U'b'roish kol echad min ha-sakim ritzua achat. This is one ritzua. Ve'koishrin oison shtei ritzuis yachat. And the ritzuis are tied together. Fa'achshav munach ha-kesher keneged gabi shal chamer. The knot is on the back of the chamer. Ba'asakin machbidin lekan u'lekan. And the sakin are machbid, are putting pressure on each side, the efshel ahater ha-kesher. That means, in order to be matter the kesher, you have to loosen the pressure of the two sakim, like this is pulling it tight, you can't be matter the kesher. Im lo yagviyu ha-sakim miyat, you have to lift up the sakim a little bit, v'nismochim shtei ha-sakim b'kreisei shel ha-chamer, you lean them up, k'neged the kreisei shel ha-chamer. So you're balancing the sakim on the kreisei shel ha-chamer. So you're mishtamish, not the way Rashi says that his body is leaning on the chamer. No, he lifts up the sakim and he lifts the sakim on the kreisei shel ha-chamer. So you're mishtamish begufay shel ha-chamer. I don't understand how he can lift up the sakim namukze. I don't understand that this pshat. Al koponim as Isaac Tachtais. Anyway, so the Gemara had a hava mina that if it's a knot, you'll have to lift up the sakin. So the Gemara says it's not a knot, it's a buckle with a tongue, it's garnish with garnish, and you open it up and they fall down. So Bekitzer, Rabbi wanted to bring a raya from our Mishneh, Dwal hat er nicht kein Reih. Sagt die Gemara weiter. Eiswe. Na, die Gemara ist gonna ask a kasha an Rabbi. Shtayim midei Odom ba'achas be'ilom sheire ve'in oilen lo be'yomtev. Let us see what Rashi says. Shtayim midei Odom ba'achas be'ilom. Gabi suke tanan shek sheira be'gimel tfanas. A suke is kosher with three walls. Imoso shtayim kilchoso. What if two of the three walls are made out of kosher tfanas? Vashlishi also be'ilon. The third wall was made on a ilon. Sheira. So it's kosher. Now, tfanis lo'ich beslon im mechuboris hang. Now, the tfanis, it doesn't matter to us if the mechubor lekarke vuadinim kulon nikvois be'ilon. Even though two of the three walls are not resting on the tree. Because the schach is attached to the wall, v'nishan aleho, and it's leaning on the wall. Vuhu mishtamish al schocha v'noisein keilok. V'nimtza mishtamish pe'ilok. Now, we have over here three walls. And let's just to picture a little better what we're speaking about. Rashi is going to say in a minute that they used to make the sukkahs on the roofs. So you had, let's say, two walls on the roof. Let's say you were using the floor of the roof for the floor of the sukkah. And a third wall, we'll see, was resting on the tree. And then you put schach over these three walls. Yeah. So memele, and the problem is, vohu mishtamish al schocho. He's mishtamish with the schach. The noisen kalov. That means that the kalim wasn't convenient, the dira was far away from the sukkah, the nice and kalim, so the kalim, he used to go and put on the schach. Now, the schach is resting on, the schach cannot rest on two walls, so the support of the schach is on the third wall. Now, the third wall is resting on the ilam. V'nimtza mishtamish be'ilon. So Memele, since he's going to put the kelim on the schach, that's what you do. That's what everyone did. And the schach is resting on one wall, that is mechuber, so it's called mishtamish be'mechuber. So Rashi called Knisa the sukkah, nokit beloshen aliyah be'meseche sukkah. Nebi went into the sukkah, it was called all the sukkah. L'vishiru ben oisen sukkah seyem b'roish gadol. The sukkahs were made on the roofs, the bekama duchtet nan bohochi, ey matrichen oisei lalois, omelam hell on the sukkah, avo moiridu es hakelim. So memele, the sukkah was higher. So memele, so therefore it says over here that he should not use the sukkah in yontif, because he's going to be mishtamish with the schach, he's going to put the kelim on the schach, and the schach is resting on the wall that is resting on the ilon. My love, the chok bei be'ilon, the havelahu, stodim asur, zot rashi. My love, the chok bei be'ilon, va'oisiv, he made holes in the tree. Va'oisiv bei kanim, and he put poles, shel defanois, it means the walls were made out of kanim. That's how he supported this wall over here. It was a very thick tree, and he put kanim one next to the other in the holes that were, he was chaykik in the tree.
Vishsichech shu al oisan tfanis.
the kanim, the wool, is resting on the side of the tree. So Memele, now he's going to put his keli on this chach that is on the wool, that is on the side of the tree. So this is called Tashmish Tzdodim. He's using the side of the tree. For Afal Pikein, this is also. The Gemara seems to be Medame. Tash, just like a Mishtamshim b'machuber, a Mishtamshim b'balechai. So it has the same Gedorim. So Memele, and here you see that Shimush Be'ilon is also Afilu Betzide Ilon. And for the Gemara, Loi, that's not the story. The story is speaking about the Kafye Le'ilon Va'anach Sichelch Ilon Va'yudika Mishtamish Be'ilon. Zot Rashi. Yeah, but it's a different story. The Kafye Le'ilon La'nofov hel yoinim hito letzad ilon acher. You had two trees, one opposite the other. So he bent the tree, la'nofov hel yoinim, the top branches, he bent towards the other tree. V'chein shel ze lo ze, v'koshchan eilu im eilu. So now you have a multitude of branches over here. U'mehem nase hadoifen. So this is already the tops of the tree. And this is his doifen. And he put the schach on top of it. So Memele, if he's going to now put his kelim on top of the schach, he's not being mishtamish b'tzidei ha'ilam. He's mishtamish b'roish ha'ilam. So roish ha'ilam is also, so Memele, it's no kasha an rabbi. He hachiv, it's like the gemara, ein masef. If that's the case, let's see weiter. Shalish b'deyodom ba'achas b'ilom sheira b'ilom b'yomtev. It says vayta, if you have three walls b'deyodom ba'achas b'ilom sheira b'ilom b'yomtev. V'ide kafye le'ilom. If it is speaking about that kafye le'ilom, salkaponim the schach is still resting on the fourth wall. Amai oilom lo b'yomtev. So why is oilom lo b'yomtev? Frek di gemore. You have a problem. So you'll say that it's talking the way you said. You're saying it's Isser of Tzodim, which is also us. The Trashi, oh, you see, Mispashtin lekan lekan, v'shav yidayfim ba'al malasukah. So used all these branches as a dayfim for the sukkah. But loy samach haschach alayim. He didn't put any schach on it. The schach is resting on the three walls. This fourth wall is only there to maybe keep it a little warmer, but it's not supporting any schach. So Memele said, there's no problem whatsoever. Why do you have to say a new story? It's speaking about a tree with a lot of branches. The Teretz is the schach is not lying on this fourth wall. So why do you say a new story? Say the old story, but the schach is not lying on the wall. So if we are making an akimtet, that this fourth wall is not needed for the sukkah, the begimuk sheire, vaschach nami le somach alei, loy torach le meved loy doifen. It zicher wouldn't go yet to understand that to bend two trees together and bend them down is not something that can be done in 2 minutes. It's a difficult undertaking. It's a big kunst. So Memele, if he doesn't need this wall, not resting on his schach on it, he wouldn't do such a thing. You have already made war without doing anything. So the Gemara says, "Ve'ikanami diktoni zeha klal kol ilu kol she ilu yinotel ha ilam v'yichay lo lamid oilim b'lo b'yomtiv." So that means that we're not using this wool whatsoever to support the schach. So mameila oilun lo biyont. So mameila, so it's no raya from this Mishnah either way. So agav uche, we see from Rashi, the way Rashi learns pshat, the whole problem here was a problem that there used to be mishtamish, that the schach used to put the kelim on top of the schach. The Gemara says in Sukkah Daf Tes that the schach is also ba'ano. There's a very famous Einig Yontif that calls a shayla how a woman is allowed to be in a sukkah. The schach is also ba'ano. So how is she? She's like the one who's mekayim the mitzvah memela. The one is not mekayim the mitzvah, so it's also ba'ano min ha-Torah. How are you allowed to have ano from it? When it rains, how are you allowed to sit in the sukkah? You're having a nabing mekayim the mitzvah, and you're having ano from the schach. A meirdik einig yontif. So lochayre, he says meirdik chedushim. So lochayre, we have here lochayre another problem. How are you allowed to put the kelim on top of the schach? The stipler in Masechta the sukkah, he wants to be chaylik on the einig yontif. He wants to say shimushe dire zichem mutter. That never became upgasset. It's taka also for other shimushim. But whatever involves shimushe dire, that is permissible. So memela, if this is how they used to live in the sukkah, they used to go and put the kelim on top of the schach, so there shouldn't be any problem of having, deriving hanoah from the schach. Let us see Tosfos, shtayim b'day odom v'achas b'ilam. Pesukah bepeik based na oisus ukosi bereishilun. Yesh laforish b'shnei inyonim. One way oisus ukosi bereishilun kain she schach shel sukah al gabi ha'ilun. Ve'ilun seimech oisu. Shen yochel alis al oisu ischach. He can't go on the schach elim kain yishtamish b'ilun. Shel gilum hoi losis kleyim al aschach. And that's more or less the way Rashi says. So the problem over here is because he's mishtamish with the schach that is over the ilum. So it matters he's mishtamish with the ilum. Inami yesh leforish ha'tikros mucha be'ilum. Shembono be'goy. V'tikra, I think he means here, the karkoi sasuke. V'tachteho, maybe the tikra of the gag. Smucha be'ilum. Shembono be'goy. V'tachteho al ha'ilum. The bottom of the suke is resting on the ilum. So then the shimush is not b'shas, he's putting the kelim on the schach. The shimush is when he walks on the floor of the sukkah.